With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A major move in Virginia, where voters have approved a congressional redistricting plan that could help Democrats win up to four additional House seats in the midterms. Voters passed a constitutional amendment authorizing the unusual mid-decade remapping plan. President Trump participating in a marathon Bible reading event Tuesday. During the event live stream from the Museum of the Bible in Washington, the president read a passage from 2 Chronicles.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Dozens of volunteers are reading the Bible throughout the entire week in Washington. President Trump has agreed to extend the ceasefire with Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president says the United States is extending the ceasefire at the request of Pakistani officials. He writes on social media that the U.S. military will not attack Iran as its leaders come up with a unified proposal to end the war. In the meantime, however, the president says the U.S. will continue its blockade of all Iranian ports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal appeals court rules Texas can require the Ten Commandments be displayed in public school classrooms, allowing posters of the commandments to go up throughout the state. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals says the law does not violate either the Establishment Clause or the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. Ruling sets up, though, a battle over religion in schools in the United States Supreme Court. Critics claim that it violates the separation of church and state. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is ministering in the Midwest. Here's Michael Harrington.
Multiple tornadoes hammered the region over the weekend and help is needed. Samaritan's Purse has volunteer cleanup teams at work and a group of chaplains are also on hand to deliver spiritual comfort. Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota say the violent weather has caused a lot of property damage and rendered a number of roads impassable. April, May, and June are peak tornado season in the Midwest, and more storms are expected. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Great Britain are investigating whether a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian proxies. Police say the counterterror officers are probing the attacks on synagogues and other sites linked to the Jewish community. No one has been injured in the fires, the latest of which caused minor damage at a synagogue in North London. Chief Rabbi warns British Jews are facing a lot of violence. This is SRN News. Billionaires Michael and Susan Dell donating $750 million to the University of Texas.
The gift promises to improve patient care through artificial intelligence and increase healthcare options for the booming state capital. It will be used for the UT Dell Medical Center, projected to open in 2030 as the crown jewel of a new 300-plus-acre advanced research campus. University officials say the donation makes a couple of first UT donors to ever give more than $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
An explosion at a Texas oil well site setting off a huge fire leading to several evacuations. No injuries have been reported. Nacogdoches County Sheriff's Office says several residents were taken out of the area as a precaution. Others asked to shelter in place. Fire was still burning throughout most of the day Tuesday, but was not spreading. More details, srnnews.com.